This conference is being recorded.
This is Chris Vendilli with ProFromGo.com, and I'm excited to say that I have Andy Borland on the line with me here today. We're going to talk a little bit about ClickBank University and the benefits of using ClickBank if you're an information product publisher or any sort of digital product seller. So Andy's on the line. I was hoping you could just take a second to introduce yourself to us.
Hi, Chris. I'm Andy Borland, president of ClickBank University, based in Andover, Massachusetts. We're focused on providing information and training to ClickBank affiliates and publishers on not only how they can market information products on the ClickBank marketplace, but how they can create effective markets, products for their chosen market as well. We go over how to choose the products, how to choose your market. We talk about how to go about reaching that market through marketing via AdWords, article marketing, keyword selection, holding teleseminars and webinars to, you know, better reach your market. When you're building your list, how to structure and write an autoresponder sequence, how to work with them that way, how to create Camtasia videos, not only for information products but for marketing pieces as well. How to create membership sites, how to really darn near anything that you need to do in order to build your business on ClickBank is what we teach you how to do. You were asking about my background. I've been online since 1995. I had worked for a number of years in technology sales, and one day I went to Apple Computer and got a tour of the World Wide Web, which was brand new at the time, and I got pretty excited about it. And I up and quit my job.
Wow.
And I did. My wife at the time was not too pleased. I immediately started a company called InfoSpark, which was basically an online reader's service for publishers so that they could get information online about products that are being advertised offline. At the time, it was a pretty radical idea and way ahead of its time. Now it's pretty commonplace, so it wouldn't be around. But from there, I went to work for a company called Andover.net. Actually, at the time, it was called Andover Advanced Technologies. They marketed software through retail stores. And they were running through some tough times. And while I was there, I was their VP of Business Development. I suggested that they get onto the Internet. And specifically, that what they could do is offer software and technology download sites that people might be interested in doing. And we started with they fought me off for a while, but once we were at the brink of disaster, they said, "Well, let's try Andy's idea." And
just off the wall question for you: what year was this? Because this sounds like you're kind of almost pioneering the digital product creation.
Yeah, it was one of the earlier download sites. This was in 1996.
Oh wow! Yeah, so you were among the first people to really start using the Internet as a means to market and sell digital products.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Excellent.
So we started with this site called Dave Central, which is no longer in existence, but DaveCentral.com was a software download site which was based around a mythical character named Dave, who was an interesting little geek who searched the highways and byways of the Internet every night, eating stale pizza and drinking Diet Pepsi, and finding really cool stuff, which he posted about on the homepage of Dave Central every day. And people could check into the homepage, and they could read all about it and download it directly from there. And it was kind of a cool, fun little site, and it really took off. And from there, we have another site called Slaughterhouse. We have another site called Media Builder, which contained all sorts of visual images and graphics that you could download for constructing your website. And from there, it got bigger and bigger, and they acquired Linux.com and Slashdot and some others.
Wow.
But, yeah, it really took off. It was during the days that we were at the stages of Andover.net and Media Builder and Slaughterhouse, where we were trying to make sense of the online advertising equation, and there was no online site or resource at that time that was dedicated to providing information about that. So I did a lot of research on it. I found a bunch of experts on it, but no real websites. I did find a discussion list. So I was very active on the discussion list and recruited experts from that discussion list to help me. And I with my business partner, Ann Handley, launched a website called clickz.com, and that was on April 1st, 1997. And that was a site in which we offered a new bit of expert advice every single day from a different expert, and it was all focused on online advertising and marketing, etc. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, clickz.com is actually the site where I first heard of you, because I know that's a pretty popular resource for getting news and updates on internet marketing strategies. Correct?
Yeah, it still is. Yeah, it still is.
I noticed your popularity there is pretty big, pretty good.
So. Yeah, it does pretty well. We sold it in September of 2000 for about $16 million.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, to internet.com. And they subsequently resold it to Incisive Media, I think it is, along with Search Engine Strategies for $48 million about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
And so it's continuing to live and thrive, and it's a very very active site. I really don't have anything to do with it anymore. But since then, I've created some other websites and met with varying degrees of success. And I've also done some consulting, and it was during that consulting stage that I got to know the people at ClickBank. If you're wondering, how the heck did this guy get to know, pull off this deal with ClickBank, which is
that
the question
that
everybody
asked
me.
The question of the century is, how did you get to be the officially, endorsed resource site for ClickBank?
Yeah. Well, I was consulting with a site that you might be familiar with. It's a software download site called TuCows, TuCows. Mm-hmm. And TuCows gets about traffic of about 30 million unique users per month, which is pretty amazing. Out of that, I can't reveal the actual sales figures, but they don't convert very well in the revenue department. At least they didn't. They weren't before I went there. And my consulting gig there was to find revenue opportunities where they could really capitalize on the traffic that they've got coming in and the kind of people that they have coming in, and see what we could do to enhance their revenues. Well, one of the people that came up on my radar screen was ClickBank, and I was in conversations with one of the executives at ClickBank about potentially having the entire ClickBank marketplace included in all of the software offerings that ClickBank, or that, excuse me, that Tucows had on their site. So if you can imagine 30 million unique users per month encountering the ClickBank marketplace on Tucows, except, you know, it would have the look and feel of Tucows, but it would be the ClickBank marketplace plus Tucows. I think you can imagine how the money might be absolutely insane.
It sounds like Tucows would be an instant super affiliate.
They would have been. The problem was the powers that be at Tucows didn't like the idea. They didn't want to work with ClickBank. Unfortunately, that deal didn't work out. But I developed a great relationship with the people at ClickBank. And I remember the night we went out to dinner and the news was bad and everything. But I promised them, I said, you know, in some way, we're going to work together in the future. I just feel real good about that. Because you guys are a class act, and I've really enjoyed working with you. And I like to do business with people I like. And about a year later, which has been this past year, 2007, I've been working on a site which would offer information marketers the information they need, the training they need in order to grow and develop their information marketing business online. So not just survive, but thrive with information products online. And I had a lot of experts lined up and stuff like that. And the more and more I spent time with this, the more and more I realized that by not having ClickBank as part of that equation, I was really missing out. And in fact, my ideal market was ClickBank. And so I called my friend at ClickBank and said, you know, this is what I'm working on. This is what I have in mind. And I think it might be a great resource for the affiliates and publishers on ClickBank. And I'm wondering if you might be interested in talking about this a little bit further. And the point he emphasized right away was, if we were to do something, it would have to be something that was ClickBank-centric. It would have to be something that was, you know, by and for ClickBank affiliates and publishers. That's it. You know, we can't be talking about, you know, other solutions. We have to be talking about only stuff that's relevant to ClickBank. And I said, you know, I can deal with that because, you know, it's a huge marketplace, and that really gives us good parameters to work with. And he said, well, let me think about it and stay tuned and all that stuff. Meanwhile, they go and they met with the ClickBank Advisory Board in the UK. And while they were there, they got they heard all sorts of feedback, but one of the biggest pieces of feedback that they heard was, hey, we need training. We need information. We need support. We'd really like to be able to, you know, turn to you for ongoing training and support.
Yeah, it seems like every major successful website, like, say, like eBay, for example, they have a major portion of their resources in their site are dedicated to training their sellers, training their affiliates, and so on. So it seemed like the next natural step for ClickBank to start looking at some sort of solution to start actually providing their affiliates and publishers with the training they need to be successful. Because up until now, for the most part, it seemed like, you know, you'd sign up for ClickBank and you just kind of ask yourself, well, what do I do next? And then there's, you know, 1,000 different products in the ClickBank marketplace saying, here, I know what to do. So finally we have that authority we've been waiting for. It's, you know, officially endorsed by ClickBank and says, this is what you need to do.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it was the coincidence of voices like yours. I mean, you know, it wasn't just the ClickBank Advisory Board. It was some other voices that they were hearing saying they really needed to have this because, you know, people were feeling like they were signing up and just kind of left standing there. So what do I do next? You know? and so they were having a huge abandonment issue in which people would start and then try this and that and the other thing for a few weeks and then move on to the next cool thing. So they really needed this. So it was because of that coming together and my happening to be in the right place at the right time that we were able to begin negotiations on this whole opportunity. And I should be real specific here. It's not technically a joint venture. If we look at the agreement, it's a licensing agreement. And I am licensing the name ClickBank University from ClickBank. And my company, Walker Roads, you know, operates under the name ClickBank University by a license that's granted from ClickBank. And they hold me to high standards, quite honestly. And if over time I don't measure up or I don't like working with them or some other weird thing, you know, the agreement can come to an end. And they would do it on their own. But I'm a licensee, and I think I'm real fortunate to have been in this position. I want to make it clear that I'm not a longtime ClickBank affiliate and publisher. I am a publisher on ClickBank now, and I am an affiliate on ClickBank now, but that's not my background. My background is in pulling together experts and resources to be able to make things happen. And that's what I'm good at. And that's how I was able to pull together ClickBank University and the instructors, et cetera. It's been a pretty good thing.
I think just that little statement you inserted into our dialogue here speaks volumes about your credibility, because what a lot of people tend to do is try to fluff up their background or experience. And you know, I really like that, you know, about what you just said is, you know, you're pretty much telling people, you know, my strength is in bringing the project together, not necessarily, it doesn't really rely upon my personal experience as an affiliate or a publisher, but, you know, I've gotten all the resources you need, and, you know, I freely admit that this is new to me, but I've gotten all the top experts for you. So that's
right.
That's great that you come right out and tell people that, because it's kind of discouraging to see how many ClickBank publishers try to fluff up their background and experience, and you know, you see a lot of screenshots, but that doesn't always tell the whole story. So I'm glad you let us know a little bit about where you come from.
You know, those screenshots, you can download them from Google Images. You know,
right.
I mean, they don't necessarily mean, and in some cases, in very many cases, they don't even say these are my, that this is a screenshot of my ClickBank sales figures. They are screenshots of someone's ClickBank sales figures. And I personally believe that, you know, you got to be honest about who you are and what your background is. If I tried to pass myself off as some big ClickBank expert with years and years of experience, I can guarantee you that within a very short period of time, people would do their due diligence on me and they would smoke me out. I would be exposed. And I just think, you know, in a case like this, I have nothing to be ashamed of anyway.
Right.
You just put the facts out there, and if people can't deal with the fact that I'm not a long-time expert on being a ClickBank affiliate, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's their own loss at this point, because the team of experts you kind of rallied together is very impressive, to say the least. And you know, when you consider your experiences that you have had as far as, you know, building up successful projects, and then, you know, like in the instance of ClickZ.com, you sold it over for, you know, a whopping $16 million. Not many people have reached that level of success, even as a project manager like you have. So, you know, when you bring that sort of experience to the table, just as a project manager, you know that, you know, there's a good chance that anything you touch is going to turn to gold, and I think that's what you've created here at ClickBank University.
Thank you.
I was excited when I got to be one of the first people who signed up when I saw
that
flyer in the envelope with my ClickBank check last time around.
That's great. Yeah, we worked real hard on those.
Yeah, it was a great direct mail piece. Got me right over to the site and signed up within probably about 20 minutes of getting my mail.
That's beautiful. So,
yeah. I want to just take a quick second and kind of interject something here. You mentioned that you guys do a lot of training as far as helping people create, market, and you know, package their product and add value to it by doing Camtasia and audio and video and everything.
Right.
Pro from Go is very similar. It's we're basically training people to create, market, and sell a digital information product. And the purpose of this interview was sort of just to kind of get some more information about ClickBank as a possible option. Now, I know you're focused entirely on ClickBank.
Yeah.
And you cover very similar material to Pro from Go. I just wanted to use this interview as kind of a way to explain the pros of using ClickBank as your solution.
Okay.
Now, you already mentioned, you know, a lot of the training you do helps people, you know, get started as a publisher and as an affiliate, and, you know, it helps them build an entire business around ClickBank, which is fantastic because it relates perfectly to what we're teaching at my site, Pro From Go. What are some of the things that publishers should consider when they're choosing a marketplace? I mean, because ClickBank is such a huge marketplace. What are some things they should consider? I mean, do you typically recommend? Now, I know you've mentioned that, you know, this is, ClickBank's not your bag of chips, but from the training modules you've already worked on with your expert panel, do you recommend that people kind of choose a niche based on their experience, or do they, you know, do you teach them to kind of research and choose a niche that appears to be profitable? How do they get started, I guess, is what I'm asking you. What's the best way to get started?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. First of all, I think, you know, the underlying that question is, I would choose. Hello?
Sorry, you cut out, Andy. I can edit this, so just...
Right
back into your answer.
Yeah, sorry about that. Underlying that question is, why would someone choose to work with ClickBank as opposed to going with other resources? After all, they have a basic charge of 7.5% off the top plus $1. And a lot of people say, oh, that's pretty expensive. But when you think about it, you don't have to get an online merchant service or anything like that, which costs money and takes a lot. You don't have to have any separate affiliate software or an affiliate solution, because what they do is they take care of the transaction for you and they pay all your affiliates for you. And they've got a base of thousands of affiliates who are constantly combing the marketplace looking for new products to sell. And, you know, those are very powerful reasons for somebody to be able to work with ClickBank and do so very inexpensively and with very little work up front in order to launch their business. Now, how do you go about getting started? I think one of the first things is you have to decide which market it is that you want to pursue. Now, there's a lot of people who would just as soon go after the hottest markets, and that's cool, that's fine. For myself, I have a bias towards finding markets that you can personally relate to and are interested in. If Hungarian basket weaving was a hot market on ClickBank, I don't think that I would be terribly interested in creating that, you know, creating a list and developing the relationship with them and, you know, selling a bunch of products to them related to Hungarian basket weaving. It just wouldn't be interesting to me. I don't do it. I've never tried it. And you know, it's just something that I think if you're not involved and interested in it, you're going to get bored with it over time. So I think the issue is you've got to pay attention to what's going on in your life, the kind of people that you encounter, the kind of problems that you encounter, and tune in on that area. And chances are there are products and groups within the ClickBank marketplace that you could tune in on. I think it's a good idea to get started by marketing in a number of ways. Number one might be reaching out through forums. There are a variety of ways you can reach out through forums. Another way is through having your own blog, which focuses on the topic and helps you develop an audience that is interested in that particular topic over a period of time. So you've got to grow an audience. And you know, you can use AdWords ads. You can use, you know, text ads and targeted newsletters. There's all sorts of things that you can do to build up your swelling of interest about, you know, and establish your expertise in a particular market. And you've got to capture that market, which means you've got to be able to pull them into your autoresponder list. You've got to have some sort of a squeeze page, and generally that comes through offering some sort of content that is valuable, that is worth their time, in exchange for their name and their email address. And from there, developing a good personal relationship with them through that autoresponder, and, you know, further establishing your credibility and recommending good products to them over time, and really putting yourself in the position to sell a whole buttload of product to a growing group of people who like you and who trust you and who believe you and believe that you're going to deliver good solutions to them. So, I mean, those are some good ways to get started. And outside of the option of AdWords, they don't cost a heck of a lot of money.
Most
of it can be very inexpensively.
Yeah, I like how you kind of started. I know that's almost exactly how I got started, actually, was I started posting in forums. I started meeting a few people. I started visiting this one forum in particular so often that I could almost tell when the forum's breathing pattern changed. You know what I mean? Like, I was in there every day reading what people had to say, and I eventually drew out the idea for my first info product from that forum by seeing what people were talking about, what they were interested in. And I didn't actually have a lot of knowledge on that topic, but I happened to know someone who did. So I said, hey, you have a lot of knowledge and experience on this particular topic, and I happen to spend about 16 hours a day cruising the internet trying to figure out how I can create an information product like I see so many other people doing. So you want to put our heads together, and it ended up being a pretty good success.
You know, that's a really good point. The whole thing about being an expert in something holds a lot of people back from pursuing a market like pursuing a marketplace. And the fact is, you can either establish, or just like you did, you can establish a relationship with an expert, or you can do that, and also you can begin getting to know all about that subject by going to the forums, by joining discussion lists, by getting mailings, by buying info products, by buying magazines and books. And, you know, it's been said that, and I don't remember who said it, but by spending an hour or two a day on a particular topic of your interest, you can become an expert on something, which means that you know more about it than about 95% of the population within about 6 months' time. And it's amazing how quickly you can pick up on stuff. And so for myself, information products, in one sense, I've been involved in it, you know, for the last, you know, 12, 13 years. But in another sense, I've spent most of the past year buying a ton of info products, going to all the forums, listening, just really gathering up a lot of information. I went to seminars and conferences, and I belong to masterminds. I've met with a lot of people, talked to a lot of people, and over time, you get to know a heck of a lot more, and may I dare say, develop an expertise in something that you weren't very knowledgeable about a year ago.
Right.
So it's just amazing what you can do over time.
Yeah, and this particular product, I teamed up with someone who I consider to be an expert, but he hadn't really established himself as an expert in this area of knowledge. So I actually learned quite a bit from him. And my role in our product creation process was just basically getting the site online and kind of doing the technical geeky stuff. And to be honest, at the time, I was quite a newbie at that as well. So I did something similar to what you've been good at, except only on a much smaller scale. I kind of pulled our knowledge together. I used his information as kind of the backbone of the product. I even outsourced a lot of my part of the job, which was to create the site. And the one thing that I was really proud of that I did on my own is I wrote my own sales page. And after reading countless other sales pages, I kind of took a liking to that part of the project because, you know, it was as easy as opening up a Microsoft Word document and just trying to use some of those psychological attributes that kind of really get people excited and emotional over a product. And I learned a lot about that, about copywriting, which has kind of stuck with me all this time and, you know, helped me with my other promotions. And, you know, when I write copy every time, all the research I did on how to write a sales page, which saved me thousands of dollars because you know how expensive a copywriter could be, that's really paid off for me. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And that kind of brings me to my next point. A lot of people, I guess one of their biggest sticking points tends to be that they don't have the technical skills or technical background needed to start an online business as far as, you know, HTML coding and, you know, setting up a website. What are your recommendations for that sort of person who, because what I've learned is a lot of people who are attracted to the sort of ClickBank-related info products, they're completely new and they're kind of turning to the Internet as a last resort to try and get them out of, you know, some sort of bad financial situation, or sometimes it's like a work-at-home mom who can't leave the house because she has to watch her children, and they want to, you know, do something from home to help them make money, but they've never really tackled this sort of project in the past, so that they kind of lack the knowledge and technical skills. What's your suggestion to that sort of person? I know on a personal level, I kind of had the benefit of being able to outsource a little bit of that technical stuff because I actually had a day job at the time. But as far as someone who's just getting started out and might have maybe a small budget, what can they do to overcome the hurdles of lack of knowledge as far as the technical and coding perspectives come into play?
That's a really, really good question. So this is for people who can't outsource, right? Okay.
Well, they can outsource, but with kind of, I guess I want to say, restrictive parameters as far as they don't have a deep pocket to spend an arm and a leg on outsourcing. So people who are getting started, but they have limited resources and limited knowledge.
Okay. Here's what I do, and you know, to be quite honest with you, though in the past I've done HTML, I did all of the technical stuff at ClickZ for quite some time, I've really lost those skills and I don't do them anymore. And I am working on some projects right now in relationship to various niches at in the ClickBank marketplace. So I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. You can get an account at dreamhost.com for about $5.95 per month. I think that's what their sign-on is. And with that, you can get one domain name. So if you are aiming for the physical fitness category or something, you might want to buy the domain like trimfirmbody.com. Or, you know, healthyhardbody.com, or, you know, some sort of memorable domain name that people could easily spell and go back to at any given time. And when you're with DreamHost, one of the free features that they have is you can set up a WordPress blog, which I find to be a ridiculously easy way to set up a website and specific web pages with almost no programming whatsoever. on the WordPress blog, everybody's seen a blog. The look and feel of the blog is called a theme. And when you WordPress provides links to literally hundreds, if not thousands, of themes that you can use very easily on your WordPress blog. So people could go to trimhealthybody.com and go to your blog. And on your blog, on a day-to-day basis, you talk about, you know, special things that relate to physical fitness, how to work on your abs, how to develop your leg muscles, you know, special arm exercises you can do, different things that relate to the market and would interest the market. But you can also, besides the posts, there are what you call pages. And pages are special pages that exist of and by themselves on the blog. They aren't part of the regular, they're not part of the regular flow of blog content. You can link to them separately. So it could be, the address could be trimhealthybody.com/6minuteapps.com. And maybe you're endorsing a product called 6-Minute Abs. And on that 6-Minute Abs page, you can write up a sales letter. Mm-hmm. You can put in some images. You can have a link to the ClickBank order page for that particular product. And that's one way that you can have a website. I think that you have to have a website. And if you're talking about the lowest cost, lowest maintenance, best looking solution that you could implement and be a complete technical dummy, I would say go to DreamHost and set up a WordPress blog. It's really simple to do. And the other thing that I would do, the other part of that equation, and I would not leave this out, is go to aweber.com and set up an autoresponder.
Absolutely. And, I agree.
Yes. And with your blog, on every single post and on every single thing you do on there, you've got to make sure and have a sign-up page or a sign-up window where people can sign in for more specific information from you by joining your online membership or something, and they can get a special report or whatever. You just need to get them into your marketing loop, and they go on there, and you put them on a regular sequence of autoresponder mailings, get them even more interested in specific products, and within the physical fitness category on the ClickBank Marketplace, for example, there are dozens of great titles that you can market. And, it's a matter of talking them up, creating a sales page through your WordPress blog, driving people from your autoresponder to that sales page, and then from that sales page, have a link on there, some little icon or whatever, linking them directly to the order page of that particular product. And from there, you're in pretty good shape. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's one of the most wonderful suggestions I've ever heard for someone to get started quick, fast, and in a hurry without having technical expertise as far as how to develop a website. Because I'm quite familiar with WordPress. I actually use WordPress blogs on several of my sites, and I know every step you mentioned there I'm completely familiar with, and I never really thought of doing it in that manner where you could, have the blog as sort of that's great for search engine optimization purposes because you're going to keep adding new posts, new stuff related to the target market, and it's also, when you have those separate pages set up as sales pages within your WordPress blog, it's a great way to further monetize the traffic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's nice about WordPress is once you get it all installed, you know, you have that admin, that back-end admin area where you can go. You can actually use their built-in tools to edit your your pages and posts. And you can, you know, if you don't know how to do all the coding and programming to make something look bold or italic or underlined or change the font colors, you can just kind of highlight and click and choose your options, just like working with Microsoft Word or something simple like that.
Yeah, well, I know working with my WordPress blog, it has pretty much the same interface as Microsoft Word. You know, there's a bold-faced B for bold-facing. So you highlight a word, and you click on the bold-faced B, and it highlights it. And there's an italicized I, and you click on that, and you italicize some text. And same with underlining. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you mentioned DreamHost. I'm not actually familiar with DreamHost. I've never used them before, and that's quite an impressive monthly fee they charge for just $5.95 a month. I actually went and looked at the site while you were chatting about WordPress a little bit, and I just wanted to point out one thing. Any web hosting company that offers cPanel is going to have an option called there's a resource within the cPanel called Fantastico. And as long as you have cPanel and Fantastico is included, you can go into Fantastico, and there's actually a section in there with different options for publishing a blog onto your site. WordPress should be in there, and you can actually just click install, and right from the control panel for your whole website, you can have a WordPress blog installed in just a matter of minutes for those people who either have already purchased other hosting or for those who end up going with the hosting option we're going to offer at Pro From Go. We will have the option to let our customers and web host customers install a WordPress blog in just a few clicks. And if any of our members need help with that, of course, they can just post in our discussion forums, and we'll get it taken care of. So, and you suggested DreamHost. I'm not trying to knock DreamHost. Like I said, I'm just not familiar with it. I just wanted to let people know that, you know, as long as you have cPanel and Fantastico, WordPress is quite simple to install. And if you don't yet have web hosting, you might want to check out DreamHost, like you mentioned. On a final note, I just wanted to kind of wrap up our interview. We talked a lot about, you know, how to get your product created and find a marketplace, and how ClickBank University can really help publishers and affiliates learn more about the benefits of using ClickBank as a payment solution and to recruit some affiliates. So I just wanted to see what your final thoughts were. How can ClickBank University really people, I guess, connect all these dots connect the dots puzzle and turn it into a masterpiece? How can ClickBank University help people do that?
Well, we take kind of a step-by-step process. You remember I mentioned one of the first things that you need to do is start gaining the market's attention and their interest. And the two tools that you can use to do that is through strategic placement of articles on the internet. You get a lot of good SEO buzz off of that, and through the placement of AdWords ads on Google, as well as part of within their content network as well. That's covered in the first module of ClickBank University. Then we talk about how you can, once you've started to build your list and build your market and you're beginning to build a relationship with them, how you can market your products to them in a real effective way and an inexpensive way. And a great way to do that, a real way to personally connect, is through the human voice, and that's done through teleseminars and webinars, just, you know, kind of like what you and I are doing right now. People have an intimate sense, you know, with my voice to their ear and your voice to their ear, what kind of people we are, you know? And and I just want you to imagine if we were marketing the 6-Minute Abs product or something through in the ClickBank Marketplace, and I got the author on the line, and I did an interview with him, and we went over a number of the key points that the book covers and why it's such a great book and what a great resource it is and what kind of difference it's going to make in people's lives. Well, that's a great marketing tool. It's a very intimate marketing tool. And it's a tool, quite frankly, that none of the ClickBank experts that I am familiar with are endorsing that people use or that I see them use very much. And I think they're missing out. So that's why we dedicated the second month of our content to teleseminar and webinar marketing. Now the third month is about the autoresponder that you and I talked about. How do you talk to people via email? How do you come up with effective subject lines that get them to open the email in the first place? And what is the purpose of an email? And the bottom line purpose isn't really directly to sell a product. It's to get the click so that you can sell the product, to drive them to the sales letter or to the resource, or to get them to sign up for the teleseminar. Well, how do you do that? Well, there's some very effective techniques that you would use in email that you might not use in a sales letter or a blog or anything else that you can use very effectively on email that Jay White teaches in the autoresponder section of the ClickBank University. And that happens in the third month. Then in the fourth month, we talk about Camtasia videos, which I think you're very familiar with, aren't you?
Yeah, I've used them as part of my product development and for some marketing campaigns I've done in the past to promote affiliate products. And I wouldn't consider myself an expert on the creation because I've seen some people get real fancy with table of contents.
Yep.
And, you know, they use all kinds of flash features. And I have a general idea of how to do that, but for the most part, I'd say that I'm not an expert, but I'm intimately familiar with Camtasia.
Right. Well, that's good. We think that all ClickBank marketers should as well. I think that a lot of people who might be hesitant to sit down and write an e-book would love nothing more than to be able to sit down and record the screen activities or record a PowerPoint, do a voiceover, and actually create an information product with Camtasia. We teach you how to do that. And I think another very effective way of marketing products that you find on the ClickBank marketers marketplace is by coming up with a great marketing piece with a Camtasia video. People can watch and listen and get more involved, get more senses involved in the process than just seeing a sales letter, and would be more interested in buying the product. I think your experience would probably underline that it's a more effective tool than email alone or sales letters alone. The Camtasia videos are very effective tools for marketing the products that you want to sell. And so we teach you how to use it as a marketing piece as well. And going on from there, we're going to be going into creating effective sales letters. What if, for example, you find a site that has a great product but a lousy sales letter that doesn't convert? Well, you can create your own sales letter, and you can market. You can manage the marketing process a lot more personally by creating your own sales letter. And we teach you how to do that. We're going to be going into membership sites, how to create a recurring billing product that creates an income stream for you that lasts for the future. That is probably the best form of information marketing that's out there. And so
right,
we'll be developing a lot more of those.
Same thing.
Pardon me?
I was just saying my last product that I just came out with is very similar to my first product, where I teamed up with an expert kind of in a niche that I was somewhat familiar with but not an expert in, and I built a website around it. And this time we used the ClickBank recurring billing option as our payment solution for this membership site, and it's just been phenomenal. It's really nice to, you know, get all the work done and get your affiliates motivated. And I might add that, you know, affiliates are very motivated to promote recurring products. Once you get that all, you know, up and rolling and you get some members in there, it's hands-free, which is,
yes,
you know, it's like the dream information product. It's as long as you can keep continually add some content and value to justify a recurring charge, it's the best thing going right now.
That's absolutely right. And the pressure is on, you know, with ClickFang University, which is a recurring billing product, a membership product, you know, the pressure is on us to continually create and provide great product that is relevant to the needs of our market. We've got to keep our ears closely peeled to what people really need and are really interested in hearing about. And if we don't provide that, we're going to lose our members. There's a certain number who are going to drop off anyway, but if you don't perform, they're out the door. And that's one of the hard realities of marketing. But I'll tell you, even that is better than just you know, a one-shot deal, putting an ebook out there. You know, the sales peak, and then it levels off, and then tapers out, and then you have to come out with your next best thing. And you know, membership products just keep on giving. They're great.
Yes, they are.
So I hope that, you know, puts it in a context and a perspective for you, what we're trying to do. And you know, sounds like we're going to be you know, kind of butting heads in the same marketplace, but there's a big market out there. There's a lot of people who need to be served. There's a lot of people who have a lot of curiosity about this, and I think there's room for both of us in the market, and I hope that we can help each other grow.
Yeah, I hope for the same things as well. I know that, you know, a lot of the information we cover is very similar. The main difference is you focus almost entirely on ClickBank, which is, you know, one of the best ways to power your entire operation is by going with ClickBank. And that's really why I wanted to get this interview accomplished and, you know, help my members explore all the benefits of using ClickBank. And I guess the main difference between our sites is, you know, I'm going to kind of show all the different payment processors that are out there and kind of let
Sure.
the member choose the one that suits them best. And I really, really enjoy using ClickBank for, you know, my recurring membership site that I've been using ClickBank with, and therefore that's why I thought this would be kind of a great interview to explore ClickBank as an option.
Great. Well, hope this was helpful for you.
Oh yeah, it absolutely will be. I really appreciate you taking the time to do the interview, and I look forward to sharing it with all my members. I'm sure they'll get some golden nuggets out of taking a few minutes to listen to this.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much, and battery's running out on my cell phone, so I got to go.
Okay, Andy. You have a nice night.
Okay, see you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.